of CPFL Energia. Today with us, we have Mr. Wilson Ferreira Júnior, CEO of CPFL Energia, as well as other executives of the company. This call is being broadcasted simultaneously on the internet at the investor relations website of CPFL Energia at www.cpfl.com.br/ir, where the presentation can be found for downloading. We inform that all participants will be in listen-only mode during the call. Afterwards, there will be a question and answer session when further instructions will be given. Should you need assistance during the call, please press star zero for an operator. I would like to remind you that this call is being recorded. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements that are being made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1996. Forward-looking statements are based on beliefs and assumptions of the company and information currently available to the company. Forward-looking statements are not guarantees of performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions because they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors may also affect the future results of CPFL Energia, leading to results that may differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Wilson Ferreira Jr. Mr. Ferreira, you may proceed. Good morning, everybody. Thank you very much, analysts and investors that follow our call this morning, in which we are going to present our results for the first quarter of 2012. On page number 3, we have the highlights for the quarter. Starting by the sales of energy, 3.4% in the concession area of our distribution companies, and we will be talking in details about that. Recent tariff adjustment submitted to CPFL, our main distributor, 3.7%, the conclusion of the acquisition of the wind farms, Atlântica wind farms, that we announced in March this year. Investments in this quarter amounted to 555 million reals. The maintenance of our credit rating of CPFL Energia by Fitch Ratings, AA+. One good thing for our stock is the return to the Dow Jones Brazilian Titans of the 20 Brazilian ADRs most frequently traded in New York as of the listing in March 2012. And besides, as a consequence of the stock split last year, the increase in our liquidity by 15.5% of our stocks at BMF, Bovespa, and New York Stock Exchange, reaching a daily average of 35.5 million. And finally, due to all that, the value perception of our stock, and we had an increase in 25.5% increase in the stock value, going beyond the Ibovespa, minus 5.9%, and the IEE, plus 18.9% in New York City, exceeding also our comparable Dow Jones, Brazilian Titan, which had a negative performance of 13%, and Dow Jones, plus 7.2%. So these are major results at the beginning of this year. And now, page number 4, where we talk in detail about the sale of energy in this quarter and also the behavior of the free market evaluated by the TUSD, the tariff for the use of the distribution system. As we can see, the sales in the concession area grew by 3.4%, and they are made up of a growth in the captive market of 2.4% and 6.3%. in the so-called free market in the concession area, measured by the volume of sale in the TUSD, growing 6.3% here. And it is important to stress in the concession area. Now going to the last line here in the sales of the concession area, how this 3.4% is split among the different consumption segments. So we can see here the continuity of a major growth in the residential and commercial segments, 4.4% respectively. And as a highlight of the recovery of the industrial segment with 0.9% and the others 7.3% positive, highlighting here the theme of irrigation for the rural market, the farm market, as we are living this first quarter a lower rainfall in the regions that are covered by us. And because of this reason, we have a higher use of the irrigation systems. So all this getting to close to 14,000 gigawatts per hour in Q1 2012. And when we compare total sales of energy sold by the company directly to their consumers, we see a 5.5% growth. And of course, this corresponds to 2.4% that we talked about for the captive market, plus 15.4% in the commercialization activities and generation activities outside the group, outside the PPAs that we have among our generating companies and our distribution companies. So this is a major growth, and we can see on the chart on the right that in the south region, our operation of RGE grew more than the volume of the south region, 6.8 vis-a-vis 5.5%. And the same occurs in the southeast region, in which we grew by 2.7% vis-a-vis 1.1% in the region. And in the Brazilian comparison, we grew by 3.4% vis-a-vis Brazil, 3.9%. And mainly Brazil had a vigorous growth in the north region this year. So these are important results and very encouraging results in the Q1, and with the very positive... concessionaries and Piracicaba and Hortolândia, telecommunications network in the Ribeirão Preto region, construction of ethanol terminal in Paulínia, construction of a service center for transportation equipment in Sorocaba. And only these investments amount to more than 3 billion. And of course, we are just highlighting the most important projects, but this represents a very major rebound of investment in the services area, where we operate more specifically in the power area. Now, page number 6, with details of our results, the reported results and the recurrent results. And I will be talking about the recurrent results because they are very important because of the non-posting of the regulatory assets and liabilities by the IFRS. But starting with the reported results now, We have a growth in our net revenue of 13.2%, reaching 3.4 billion reals. Our EBITDA in IFRS reaching 1 billion and 84 million, a 6.2% increase, and net income, reported net income, a drop of 9.2%, reaching 423 million reals, of course, due to the increase in our financial expenses deriving from a whole set of acquisitions that you are familiar with. And it is important to detail that in spite of them, we look at the recurrent result of the company and net of the effects of the regulatory assets and liabilities, and these figures are slightly different, but we see an 11% increase in net revenue and almost 18% the EBITDA, and 9.5% in the last line, reaching 411 million reals. So in the direct comparison, without the regulatory assets and liabilities, it would be going up 9.5%, and you have details of these effects. The total non-recurrent is small, is low. It is related more to depreciation of plants recurred last year, and the UBP, and the physical inventory of distribution company assets, and non-recurrent effects for tariff review purposes, and this is being concluded in the short run. And of course, we have the provisional measures for the CPFL Piratininga in terms of the net revenues for this plant, and this is already a regulatory measure, and it corresponds to the amounts incurred in the first quarter. And finally, we have the variation, and this is a major variation, of the regulatory assets and liabilities in Q1 and last year, the difference between the two. So both the comparison of the EBITDA and the net income are the ones that will determine the recurrent values placed in the second line of this slide. Now we are going to go into details about our results. In the first column, we have the adjusted EBITDA, as we call it now, net of the regulatory effect and non-recurring effect, and amounting to 114 million, reaching the reported EBITDA of 1 billion and 20. And we are going to detail three variations. The most important one is the increase in net revenues, 12.2%, 342 million. And this is due basically to the increase in the concession area of distribution companies besides the tariff adjustment occurred between Q1 last year and Q1 this year, amounting to 7.51%. And additional revenue from the Sabesco and CPFL Renováveis for the Chapecó HPP due to the fact that it came in operation last year, and CPFL Renováveis for consolidation purposes, besides a slight increase in revenues from the TUSD, 6 million reals, and also additional revenue from conventional generation and commercialization amounting to 58 million. And we have a deduction from revenues, 134 million, basically taxes, and sector charges amounting to 54 million. So a vigorous, important increase in our net revenues. And from that, we have to deduct for the evaluation of the EBITDA the increase in the costs of energy and charges going up higher than our net revenues by 17.4% and 18% in purchased energy, not only coming just from the adjustments from purchased energy, but also from volumes, and 14.2% increase in charges, mainly charges from the basic network. And the good news here, the important news here, and evidence of the effectiveness of the company's management and our leadership team, is a lower increase than the net revenues, an 8.6% increase in operating costs and expenses, amounting to 32 million. And it is important to stress here the net effect, the non-recurring net effect of physical inventory of assets, because the inventory, which is obligatory for the evaluation of the asset base, it is non-recurrent and it is reimbursed during the tariff review. So this is just a report of the variations between last year, where we were already doing this kind of work in our eight distribution companies, and the effect of the consolidated operation, CPFL and Renováveis, 28 million overall. And if we adjust for the aforementioned items and compare with first Q of 2011, we see a PMSO cost adjusted recurrent on the same base, a growth of 2.2%. So here we are talking about a 12% increase in net revenues, and on the other hand, a 2.2% increase only in our operating and manageable operating expenses. And as far as personnel is concerned, we see a drop in the comparison between the quarters of about 3 million reais, which already shows that some important effects, be it from the measures taken in the incentive retirement program and also our ZBB already having some reduction in our payroll and the increase in this of only 2.2% in total costs compared to the IGPM that had a variation of 3.2%. When we reach 1,000,000,084 in EBITDA, IFRS EBITDA, as I said, a 6.2% increase. And when we talk about the regulatory effect and non-recurring effects, then we get to a 17,906,000,000 last year and 1,067,000,000 this quarter that we are reporting now. On page 8, now we are going to talk about our net income. In net income, as I said before, we are reporting a 9.2% drop. And 466 million reais, we are adding the variation that we have just detailed of 64 million in the EBITDA, a deterioration in our financial result by 83 million reais. And this deterioration is due to the increase in financial expenses by 100 million reais and the major effect, the consolidation of CPFL Renováveis, 63% of the company, as you know, and we consolidated 100% of the results. And besides, we have the effect of the exchange rate in the Itaipu bills at the distribution companies, and in IFRS, it is reported directly, and the net increase in financial charges due to an increase of our indebtedness. And you see details of the indebtedness in our report. And this represents 36 million reais. Accounting adjustments in the calculation of the UBP of the generation companies by 13 million in UBP, and the increase in the cash availability. And this cash, although it is remunerated at the lower CDB, the volume is higher, about 2.7 billion vis-à-vis 1.5 comparing the quarters. So we see an increase in our financial revenues amounting to 14% or 18 million. On the other hand, we saw an increase in the depreciation and amortization driven by the startup of some projects such as EPASA and the consolidated effect of CPFL Renováveis and the non-recurrent adjustment, as I said, of the depreciation of the plants in the first quarter of last year and the change in the depreciation rate for the distribution assets by the agency. And we depreciate over a longer time, which gives us a gain in this report. On the other hand, we have a lower gain in our private pension entity. Last year, it was 20 million more than we have this year, so we are positive. However, our gains are lower than the ones obtained last year. And on the last line, you see the, as a consequence of this drop in our net income, we see a decrease in the income taxes in the direct comparison with the previous year. It is important to see that in this comparison, net of the regulatory effect and the non-recurrent effects, a growth of 9.5% in our net income reaching 511 million reais. Very well. Now going to page number 9. Now we have the details about our debt profile. And from the debt composition viewpoint, there is no change. We have 59% in CDI, 33% in long-term interest rate, and the BNDES currency, so to say, 5% in fixed or prefixed, financing by the BNDES as well. So we are reaching in the breakdown of our debt, 38% is with the BNDES, and 3% IGP, which is the indexing factor for our contract with the CESP Foundation. And we also report here the cost of our debt. There is a slight increase in Q1, 4.3 to 5.2 in real terms. But we already see in nominal terms a 11.1 decrease to 10.7. And finally, we see net debt at the end of last year going up to 10.9 billion, 200 million reais, 2.8 net debt EBITDA ratio. And when we exclude the projects under construction that are already being financed, but they do not have EBITDA yet, we are talking about 2.5 times. On page number 10, we see the debt amortization schedule. So you can see on the left our cash availability, and this cash is enough. It is practically 2 times the short-term amortizations in 12 months. So we have the debt tenor of 4.2 years in this profile. And in the short run, we have 11.6% of our total debt. So the situation is very comfortable, which allowed us, as you can see on page 11, to maintain our AA plus rating, a stable perspective. And here I would like to talk about the reasons why our rating was maintained besides the diversification of the group. This is an integrated group in distribution generation, renewable generation, commercialization, with a position of leadership in the market and the capacity to generate cash and the moderate negative impact of our net debt, the 3 billion reais in this variation between quarters. So there is a recognition of the strategy of the company in the energy generation activity, and according to the rating agencies, a moderate negative impact in the third cycle of the tariff review, the third tariff review cycle, and of the all the distribution assets under tariff review this year, 2012, the assets of Piratininga and the small concessionaries, the 5 small concessionaries, which corresponds to from our total asset base in this sector, it corresponds to something like 25% of the total assets in this area. And on the next few slides, I would like to go into details about the status of our startup, of a commercial startup in renewable energy. On page number 12, you can see all the projects under construction and that are to be concluded shortly, 283 megawatts overall. Starting by BioIP, which will have the startup next month, 25 megawatts installed capacity already financed by BNDES, practically 80% of the resources invested in this plant coming from the BNDES. The BioPedra TPP, 94% concluded already. Commercial startup at the end of next June with 70 megawatts installed capacity, already with sales of 154 million reais in the and the Santa Clara wind farm, the first that we built, that will start in Q3 exactly according to the schedule. 188 megawatts, already financed, 65% BNDES, and also during the reserve auction that we call LER in December 2009, updated already, the currency of December last year, 168 reals and 32 cents. So the projects are according to schedule, all of them, and we are very pleased with the first startups of our wind farms, the first wind farms of the group. Then on the next page, we have the commercial startup in 2013, the plants. We have Salto Goiás, SPP, in Q1 2013, also financed by BNDES, 63% of this amount, 160.41 reais. Two cogenerators that we started construction this year, 9% each one of them concluded, and they will start up in the second quarter of 2013, each one with 50 MW contracted at the same time. Because of that, we had the rationalization of our investments, and now already in the process of being analyzed by BNDES under review. These are the two plants, the two TPPs that will be operating in the free market. Finally, on page number 14, we have the Macacos wind farms in the third quarter of 2013, 78 MW, 23% already concluded, 137 reais tariff. Campo dos Ventos II, it is one wind farm that we won in the last auction of August 2010, 133.7 reais. The Atlântica wind farms, we recently acquired this to operate in the second half of 2013, 120 MW in the south of the country. That allows us to diversify in the region regarding our wind farms. Also on the alternative sources of auction, 147.44 reais a PPA. Here we conclude on page number 15 with the startup of our projects in 2014, 254 MW total. Campo dos Ventos I in the second quarter of 2014, 138 MW operating the free market. The São Benedito wind farms in the second quarter of 2014 also, an additional 116 MW in the free market, and both being analyzed by the BNDES under review. On page 16, we have a major initiative of research and development. We have been recognized by the agency for this project for the utilization of research and development resources of our distribution company. You have here the Campinas substation, the Tranquin, the biggest one, and we are installing in this area that you see 5,300 panels for photovoltaic solar energy. This plant will have the capacity of 1 MW of energy and supplying to 567 clients per month with an average consumption of 200 kWh per month. Investment of 13.8 million. As I said before, using the investment capacity for R&D for the company already made feasible, and it will be the first solar plant in the state of São Paulo of this size. This is important in the advancement of our diversification of our energy sources. I would like to make a quick mention to page 17 of our ongoing work in the Itatiaia project, which is the most important one from the viewpoint of increase in efficiency, operating efficiency for the group, and cost reduction in distribution. The smart grid in phase 1, including three activities here. Mobile workforce management, first for the management of our workforce, as it says. Also telemetering. Here we are talking about telemetering for all consumers of the A group, the large consumers, and we are talking about smart meters or intelligent meters here that will allow us to have a faster metering process, a more precise one, and especially with a lower cost. Self-healing, which are automation processes for our distribution network with the installation of 5,000 automatic switches and restarters. You can see here the mobile workforce. We have already hired all suppliers with investments estimated at 33 million reais, with annual gains of 42 million due to the better management of our workforce. In telemetering, you see on the right the startup of installation in May this year, investments amounting to 57 million reais, with annual gains amounting to 15 million reais. In self-healing, of the 5,000 automatic switches and restarted already, almost 2,900 are already in operation, investments amounting to 195 million reais, and it is an important enabler for the other projects as well. In process management, commercial operating, operational and logistics, we are basing everything on our ZBB, and we are revisiting many of our processes in this area by using of anti-fraud standards and shielded cables, et cetera, and we should have 49 million additional gains, and we have already started. We are already making this available to all the clients of Paulista Piratininga, the digital bill, where we send the bill electronically over the internet. So 50 million reais invested, and the total of 250 million, and we expect 100 million per year as annual benefits, more than 100 million reais annual benefits. So accelerated investments here and already matching the beginning of the fourth cycle of our distribution. And now, on page 18, I would like to mention the behavior of the free market and more specifically, prices.
We try to include in the blue chart precisely the fact that this is a drier year. We've had less rainfall. So we can see the Southeast system, 78% natural effluent energy, but we've had a variation around 80%. In the South, lower, but this is not the rain season in the South. 78% of the long-term average in the Northeast. In yellow, we are more concerned. In the last two months, we've had only 50% rainfall, and in the North, the reservoirs are less dry, but in April, we've had 70% of the rainfall. On the right-hand side, we have the effect of the seasonal effects, so that we understand how our position is very comfortable. We are reporting the energy curve, stored energy in the SIN, the National Interconnected System. So as you can see, the curve in the last few years show that this year we've had less rainfall. We're at 75% of our overall capacity for energy stored, but very far from the 2001 curve, where we had rationalization. Now, the system is a lot more robust today, better protected in terms of seasonal contingencies, and this is what has determined the price variation in the chart on the left-hand side. 190 reais, 193 reais exactly. We expect the price to maintain at the same level between 150 and 190, obviously, depending on future rainfall and especially the effect of El Niño. Basically, it shows the system is robust, and of course, it needs technical qualification for operations, and we feel we are in a very comfortable position. Now, going on to page 19, I'd like to report the stock performance. Actually, it is our final slide. We see on the left-hand side, the stock performance at Bovespa and also on the right-hand side, the New York Stock Exchange. We have actually had better results than Bovespa, 25.5%, compared to 6% negative of the Ibovespa index, and 9.9% in New York, compared to a 13.1% negative of Dow Jones BR20 Titans. Now, in the lower part of the chart, we're going up 5.5% compared to 13 Bovespa. And in New York, Dow Jones has had 13% negative, and we had the 7.2. Now, as we see the growth, 2,500 a day. And the re-entry of our ADRs in the Brazil Titans 20 ADR index, which will allow for us to increase our daily traded volume. This is what we had to report about the first quarter 2012, and we are now going to answer questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin our questions and answer session. If you want to ask a question, please press star 1. And to remove your name from the list, please press star 2. One more time, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1. Let me remind you, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1. Now, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1. At this time, we will close the questions and answers session. Now, Mr. Wilson Ferreira Jr. for his final remarks. You may proceed, sir. Let me thank you one more time for participating in this conference call on the results for the first quarter 2012. Let me say that our strategy makes us feel very comfortable and confident about market performance. We have already seen a resumption in the first quarter. We are quite confident about the measures levied by the government to focus on this industry. This segment has actually shown a lower performance. We will certainly receive benefits from this industrial resumption, especially the effects related to industrial financing. It is important to highlight the prospects of concluding our new projects, especially the assets of renewable energy, which have a robust performance, and above all, talk about the very comfortable position we are in the interactions, the necessary interactions in the third cycle of the tariff review process. Let me say that in this quarter, by recommendation of IBRACON, we have provisioned for Piratininga in relation to other revenues. Actually, since October 23rd until now, actually, I did not mention this in my initial presentation, but it is important to say this has been provisioned, and it is in our regulatory reports by recommendation of our auditors and IBRACON. Now, it is the first quarter of the year. The year has started with very good prospects, and in view of our strategic positioning today in the distribution segment, with the measures we've taken to improve efficiency we have introduced and reported to you, we feel very comfortable regarding our performance in large generation projects. Now, these good prospects in terms of renewable energy generation and commercialization We believe this will be another remarkable year for the group, for the CPFL Energia Group. One more time, thank you very much for listening to us this morning. Thank you. CPFL conference call is closed at this time. We wish to thank you all for participating and have an excellent day.